Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hey, that means it's Missions Conference week, and Missions Conference begins tonight. Now, how was church last night for you? Hope you had a wonderful midweek service as we did here at Bible Baptist Church. What a delightful time we had, and we are ready and excited and prayed up and anticipating a wonderful, wonderful time together. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Brother John Hamilton will be our main speaker for the conference. He pastors New Life Baptist Church in Columbia, South Carolina, and we have some delightful missionaries with us, and we're looking forward to a great time together. It'll start off 6:30 this evening. 6:30 this evening. So come on out and join us if you can. And we'd love to have you be part of this year's Faith Promise Missions Conference. And that's tonight at 6:30, tomorrow night at 6:30, Saturday at 6:30, and then, of course, Sunday for the normal services. We will be in the parade on Saturday in Grove City. So if you go to the Arts in the Alley Parade, look for Bible Baptist Church, and we'll have a float in the parade, and we'll be passing out some flyers about our Spanish church and their grand opening Sunday, which will be September 25th, and that's our Spanish speaking only church. They'll have the whole everything going on by then. They'll have Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and we invite let your Hispanic folks know there's a new church in town, and they can come be part of the Bible Baptist Church, the Spanish version, all right? Pastor Aviles and his wife are doing a wonderful job, and we're so glad God led them to us here at our church. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Luke chapter 14, would you please? Luke chapter 14. And beginning in verse number 16, the Bible says, "Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them which were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." This is a well-known parable. And it's a parable that Jesus is teaching them about salvation, liking it to a great supper. The invitation is to come, for all things are now ready. And that lets us know that all you need to do to be saved is to come. Come to Jesus Christ. That's all they had to do. You don't have to get better to come. You don't have to be a certain race to come. You don't have to be in a certain social bracket to come. You don't have to be in any kind of economic bracket to come. You just come. You come just as you are. But come. But the sad thing is they all begin to make excuse. Excuse means free me from the obligation or duty. Can I help you today? No excuse is good enough to keep you from salvation. No excuse is good enough to keep you from forgiveness of your sin. No excuse is good enough to send you to hell. Throw aside the excuses and come to Jesus Christ. Oh, I urge you, and we urge sinners, to don't make excuses. Come to Christ. Don't let riches keep you from Christ. Don't let business keep you from Christ. Don't let family keep you from Christ. Don't let religion keep you from Christ. Don't let any excuse keep you from coming to Him. And we press that upon folks who have never received Christ as their Savior. But what we do not accept for sinners somehow becomes acceptable for saints. While the unsaved may think of excuses of not being saved, the saints seem to come up with excuses why they can't serve. But listen, my friend, God has given you and me a life. And that life is in his Son. Not just eternal life, but life now. Life is not pleasure. Life is not about pleasing ourselves. The Bible says we should live the rest of our time in the flesh to the will of God, not to the pleasures of the flesh. The world wants thrills and chills and spills. The world wants money and material things and more money. But we're Christians. And as Paul said, for to me to live is Christ. Oh, this world is so many are lost and dying and on their way to hell. Let's go win them. Let's go get them to Christ. And people say, God's people say, Christians say, oh, Pastor, have me excused. Have me excused. Hey, revival meeting this week. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. Have me excused. Be faithful to the service Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Oh, Pastor, have me excused. Give the Lord a tithe and an offering, and above that to missions, to faith promise missions. Oh, Pastor, have me excused. Hey, love not the world, neither things are in the world. Come up from among them and be ye separate. Oh, Pastor, have me excused. Notice the excuses that were used here. The first fella used the excuse of possessions. Possessions. He said, I bought land. He said, I bought a piece of ground and I have to go see it. Now, if you bought land, he had to have some money. So the land kept him from salvation. His riches kept him from coming to Christ. But riches keep some people from service. Oh, we got to paint the house. We got to clean the windows. We got to remodel. We got to get new carpet. We got to get new tile. We got to reshingle. We have to mow the yard. We got to trim the hedge. We got to plant a garden. We got to weed the flower bed. Oh, we make time for all of that, but no service for God. No time to serve the Lord. Be careful. Be careful. If you're not careful, now takes more precedent than eternity. You always have an excuse of why you can't make it Wednesday night or why you can't make it Sunday night. Always something else to do. There's a special day, missions conference. Oh, Pastor, have me excused. Oh, listen, be careful that your possessions, nothing wrong with possessions, but don't let them get between you and service for God. Just as their excuses seem awful flimsy to us, who buys land without seeing it first? You're not very wise. So you understand, that's just how flimsy our excuses will appear to God. Notice the second excuse. He said, I bought a 5 yoke of oxen and I have to prove them, so have me excused. Oxen were for work. Oh, there's time for work. No doubt about it. And some people have all kinds of time for work and for overtime of work. And it's nothing to put in 60 or 80 or more hours for work, but then they have little time for God. Oh, all the energy's for work. And then they're so tired, I just can't make it to the service, Pastor. I can't go to the special day, Pastor. I can't come to the missions conference, Pastor. 6 days a week, you give a job and you can't give one day to God? You can't give 3 services a week to God? I mean, you figure hour, and if it's an hour and a half, let's give it to generous and be 2 hours. That's 6 hours a week out of 168 hours that we say, no, I don't have time for that. Oh, my friend, be careful about work. And then the last excuse was family. He said, this guy said, I married a wife and I can't come. Now, I believe in family, and I believe families ought to be in church together. And that's all the more reason to come. Truth is, he got a new wife. He wants to show her off, and she wants to show the ring off that he gave her. All the more reason, once you begin a family, once you have a bride, all the more reason to begin your married life at home. You need to serve God. Your wife needs to serve God. Your children need to serve God. That's why Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He didn't say, as for me and my house, they will serve the Lord. He says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you make sure you're at the special meetings. You make sure you're at Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Make sure that you're there when it's time to go out and pass out flyers and go visiting. Make that your family time. Make that a special time for the family. We have our church calendar, and we plan it 1 year in advance. On January, actually on New Year's Eve, we pass it out, and we give it to folks so they see it laid out for the entire year. And there's no excuse. You don't have to neglect your family. But family, listen, we let other things sometimes be an excuse to neglect our family. But the truth is, sometimes we use our family to be an excuse to neglect our service for God. Don't let that happen. You don't have to let that happen. And then one not mentioned here, but is used in the Bible, is age. Age. I mean, you think about how long is eternity? someone said, you take the millions of years, or you take the millions of people that have lived on this planet since Adam. Multiply that by all the angels and all the trees that have ever been grown. Multiply that by all the leaves on the trees. Multiply that by all the birds in the trees. Multiply that by all the feathers on the birds. And multiply that by all the insects in the air. And multiply that by all the blades of grass. Multiply that by all the raindrops that have fallen. Multiply that by all the snowflakes that have fallen. Multiply that by all the drops of water in the ocean. Multiply that by all the ships that have sailed in the seas and the ocean. And multiply that by all the animals that have ever lived. And listen, my friend, your final total will be that eternity has just begun. Eternity has just begun. Aaron, Moses tried to use that excuse. It didn't hold up, did it? Aaron tried to use that excuse. It didn't hold up. Saul tried to use the excuse. It didn't hold up. Gideon tried to use an excuse, and it didn't hold up. Gideon said, I'm the least of all the tribes. Moses said, I can't do that. But no excuses were accepted by God. You can't say you're too old. You can't say you don't have the ability, because God gives you the ability. Without him, I can do nothing anyway. But with him and through Christ, I can do all things. And he sent his servant out here in this parable, and he said, you compel them to come in. Don't go out in the highways and hedges. Don't take no for an answer. And God didn't let those ones who make an excuse enter into his supper. Oh, my friend, he was angry. He was angry with those folks. Oh, listen, see your excuses for what they are. Desire to serve Jesus Christ. There's happiness and joy and contentment and satisfaction serving God, being used by him. I'm happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh, so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring in the service of the King. Oh, it's happy and enthusiastic to serve Jesus Christ. I remember years ago a preacher saying he was looking for a church way out in the country, and he was having trouble finding it till he came across a sign. And it said this. The sign said, there's no other place like this place, anywhere near this place. This must be the place. And it was that church he was looking for. You know what? Every sign, every church ought to have a sign out front that says, there's no other place just like this place, anywhere near this place. This must be the place. That's how church ought to be. Let me ask you a question today, my friend. When your church gathers on Wednesday night, are you there or do you have an excuse? When they gather on Sunday morning Sunday school, are you there or do you have an excuse? When they gather there for Sunday morning service and Sunday night service, are you there or do you have an excuse? When they're looking for teachers for a class, do you say, I'll help, or do you have an excuse? When they look for junior church help, do you enlist or do you say, I have an excuse? When they need help in the choir, do you enlist or do you have an excuse? Throw your excuses away today. Don't. When God speaks to you about serving him, don't say, oh, have me excused. No, don't say, Lord, count me out. Say, Lord, count me in. When it comes to missions conference, count me in. When it comes to supporting missionaries, count me in. Oh, let's be in. Let's not make excuses. Well, have a great Thursday, everybody. I look forward to seeing some of you tonight at the service. And the rest of us, let's come back to the radio broadcast tomorrow. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.